in tonight, partly cloudy, low 54. Wednesday, partly sunny, high 75.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Well, Dan the Insurance Man is here. Bill Hay is not. I'm AJ, and Dan is going to bring us some topics of interest in the world of insurance because he is the insurance man, and you can call him anytime here at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Dan, what you got for us this afternoon?
Hey, good afternoon, AJ, and good afternoon, Jacksonville. What an absolutely gorgeous day today.
Yes, it is.
You know, I got to the radio station late because I kept looking out my window. And I kept saying to myself, oh, it's way too bright. I've got plenty of time to get to the radio station.
Oh, now we're on daylight time.
Yeah, now we're on daylight savings time. So now I have to get used to the fact that I'm going to be looking at beautiful afternoons. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be driving here in gorgeous weather, not with my lights on.
Yeah, so I kind of like the longer afternoon.
So do I. It means I can maybe get out of the office and do some golf or maybe go fishing. Or
that sounds better than what I usually do, is go do the lawn.
Yeah, no, I won't do that. I'll pay my lawn guy for the lawn.
All right, well, you're in insurance. I'm not.
So we are going to be talking about insurance today, not just the weather, because Bill is not here today. If you have a question about insurance, feel free to give us a call. Again, 222-TALK or 222-8255. I am here to answer all your questions. I had a lunch and learn today. I had a company say, "Hey Dan, come out and we want to teach you about our product. We want to show you what some of the new stuff is." And so I went out to this lunch and learn, and it was a health insurance company, and they were talking to me about their level funded. So if you're an employer, this is pretty important. And if you're an employee, this can be pretty important to you as well. But they were talking about what's known as their level funded health insurance. And, so there's a number of things that make this a very attractive health insurance policy for an employer and for an employee. So I'm going to give you, here in the first segment, I'm going to give you the... maybe eight things that make it important, or that are good to know about these level funded health insurance plans for group health. And then the second segment, we'll go into a little bit more detail about them, and maybe we'll get some calls from some employers out there who kind of want to learn a little bit more as well, or who may have a question. So. One of the important things, or one of the important aspects of it, is there's a lot of employer control with these plans. So you basically lock in a rate. It's level funded. So what that means is that every employee gets a X amount, say maybe $10,000 or $20,000 for their health insurance claims for the year. So you're locking in a rate. It's guaranteeing a lower rate, maybe 20-30% lower than traditional health insurance plans. There's no risk, so that's another important point, because these level funded plans are primarily made for smaller groups, 50 or less. There's some built-in stopgap and protections for smaller employers to make sure that there's no exposure in the event that something catastrophic happens and maybe one or more employees have significant claims throughout the year. So, like I said, there's no risk. How it kind of works is that you, the employer, you allot a set amount for annual claims. Again, let's say about $20,000 per employee. If one of your employees becomes severely ill requiring special care, it's okay. They get their the coverage is the same. It works like every other insurance plan out there. But you have some stop gaps to make sure that anything that over that $20,000 is covered by the insurance company, not by you personally. You're not reaching into your pocket. The other nice thing about number three is the other nice thing about these plans is that they're exempt from a lot of the Affordable Care Act requirements or mandates that other health insurance plans are. So they come with lower, they come in with lower requirements, lower reporting, less paperwork that needs to get filed. Number five, I guess I kind of touched on this, a stop loss coverage. So in the event that one or more of your employees become seriously ill or hurt, when you're a self-insured plan, you can expose yourself to hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills, but with these level funded plans, again, you have a stop loss coverage, and that protects you in the event that one or more of your employees exceed their annual maximum for claims, for health insurance claims. Again, the claims reporting is more transparent. It's easier to deal with. Less cost. Affordable benefit levels. Again, these plans will save an employer typically 20% to 30% on their health insurance. There's plenty of coverage. Plenty of coverage. There are a ton of companies that that offer these type of plans, from Aetna, Cigna, Humana, National General. All of these companies offer level funded health plans. I think I skipped one, number four, which is probably the most important point with these level funded plans, is the is what I call the return of premium, or the annual refunds. So I give you, if you're an employer out there, how it works is at the end of each premium period, which is a year, the company assesses potential claim surplus with your the insurance provider. If there's any money left over from your allotted amount, you get a refund of the leftover funds. So to give you an example, let's say you've got 10 employees. They were each allotted $20,000 in claims. At the end of the year, you only used up $100,000, and you left $100,000 still in the bank for medical insurance claims. Well, what that is, that's a 50%, that you only used up 50% of your money. So that means that when you're figuring out the surplus, you had a 50% surplus. So the insurance companies come back in and they offer you a 50% refund on your annual premium. So when you're a small employer, you can get a pretty good bump on your health insurance. You can actually buy better plans, better coverage, entice more people to come in and apply to work with your company. And you get the option of getting a refund of your annual premiums, or a portion thereof, based on your claims history for the year. I hear music. If you need to reach out to me here at the radio station, 222-TALK or 222-8255. And then if you want to, you can also reach out to me privately through at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900. And I'll let AJ take it away with the music.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. Dan, the insurance man, with the last word on insurance today, part of our special concept in the afternoon between 5 and 6, local radio, where you can reach out to Dan today. If you have any insurance questions, either on topic or maybe even off topic, you can call right here at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. You're listening to The Last Word in Insurance with Dan, the insurance man, right here, Talk Radio, AM 600, FM 101.1, WBOB.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boaters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, six paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Bill Hay is on assignment today, and special assignment, I understand, Dan. But Dan the Insurance Man is here to explain more about insurance. We get the last word on it every Tuesday right here, WBOB. Dan?
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. I'm glad to be back on the air. I'm glad that you're listening to me some more. So we've been going over small group plans, known as level funded plans. They're a new old concept. They're an old concept in that big corporations have been using this model for decades, and it's how they are able to save millions of dollars. It's how AT&T, Comcast, name your big company, it's how they save millions of dollars a year, in that they will go out to an insurance company and they'll say, well, hey, we're a big company. We make billions of dollars every year. So what we want to do is we just want to have you, Mr. Insurance Company, administer our plan, but we're going to pay all the claims. So they self-fund themselves, and then they go out and they buy an insurance policy that says, you know, hey, if our claims exceed $30 million or $40 million or $50 million in a year for all of our 100,000 employees, this insurance company is going to kick in and start paying any excess on the excess of those of that dollar amount. So what did the insurance companies do? Well, they sat there and said, you know, hey, this is a pretty good model for big businesses. Can we turn this into a good model for smaller businesses that are always looking to save a buck And so they came out with what's known as, instead of a self-funded insurance program, they came out with what's known as a level-funded insurance program. And it's kind of the best of both worlds. It gives smaller employers the ability to say, hey, we're going to pay our insurance rates as if we were self-funding. However, the structure is more like a traditional health small group health insurance plan. And so you pay a set amount for your employees. So let's say you had 10 employees, might run you $350 per employee. You're supposed to pay 50% of that, $175 per employee. You got 10 employees. So, you know, you can kind of do the math. You're going to cover some of that premium, but it gives you a discount. A traditional small group, fully insured health plan might run about $400 an employee versus $350, $360 thereabouts, with a self or level funded plan. So you get a break on the premium. So it saves the employer some money that way. But just as importantly, it gives you the ability to say, well, hey, I'm going to self-fund myself for X amount. It's a guaranteed amount. You're not going to pay more than that. But at the end of the year, if your group spends less or has less claims than the bank or the pool of money that's been assigned for claims, you can get a refund of your annual premiums. So it depends on the company, but you know, some companies cap it at you can't earn more than 50%. Other companies say, yeah, you can earn 100% of your money back. That would be assuming you had absolutely zero claims, which is not a likely occurrence. And then, you know, other companies, you know, say 94%, 75%. It's all a little different. They're all kind of across the board different. So there's all sorts of benefits and features that are available to you with this. So we kind of went over it, you know, cost saving measures, administrative costs. They're lower than on a traditional health plan. The reporting is lower. Again, to ensure that a small business isn't exposed to hundreds of thousands or possibly even millions of dollars in excess claims if they have a very bad year for medical claims history, there is a built-in stop-loss insurance coverage. And it's all part of the premium that they pay. It gives the employer the ability to know that, you know, hey, if there is a bad year, they're not going to get hit with an excessive bill from the insurance company saying, well, hey, you exceeded your claims amount, so you owe us all this extra money. Nope, it's covered under a stop loss agreement, so you don't have to worry about it. And of course, there's an aggregate stop loss that covers the entire workforce, so that, you know, you have a stop loss for each individual employee. And then you have an aggregate stop loss that covers the entire company in the event that you blow through the company stop loss or the company aggregate amount. So you got 10 employees, each one has 20,000. You know, that's a $200,000 aggregate. So if your claims history exceeds 200,000 for the year, that's okay. It you're protected. You know, that's, of course, the variable portion of level-funded plans. You never know where they're going to be. You know, you can have a great year. You can have a really abysmal or horrible year. And you can be somewhere in between. And some of the benefits to small employers, again, cost savings. You can save upwards of about 30% on your health insurance premiums. So if you're a small employer and you want to find out more about that, give me a call either here at the station, 222-TALK or 222-8255, or reach out to me at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. Just ask for Dan Dan, the insurance man. Happy to go over some of the details and how they would apply to your particular business and the number of employees you have. Oh, yeah, one of the other nice features about these plans is that they can cover a two-person group. So let's just say you're an employer and it's just you and one other person in the company. I do have the ability to put a two-person plan in place. So if you're a small group, less than five employees, yes, you're not hanging in the wind. I do have a couple of insurance companies that are happy to write and get you insured so that you can take advantage of this particular model for insurance. Plan design, because level funded health insurance plans have more flexibility in plan design. They are exempt from some of the Affordable Care Act regulations. You get a better rate. So that's nice. And again, regulations, you don't have all of the regulatory requirements with the self-funded plans. So from a small business standpoint, you have a lesser administrative burden. You have a lesser cost to do everything with these plans than you would normally have than with a traditional plan. So, you know, is level funding right for you? Well, that's a good question. Reach out to me. Ask me a question. We'll find out if a self-funded or a level-funded plan is right for you and your business. If you're an employee, have a conversation with the owner of the company you're working for. If they're not offering group health insurance, this could be a way of getting it put in place and providing you with health coverage. I have found that most small business owners really want to take care of their employees. If it's an affordable option, and they can swing the cash flow and everything, they want to put it in place. They want to know that their employees are taken care of, and that so ask some questions. See if they're willing to give them my name and number and have them reach out to me. We'll find out if we can get something put in place at your company.
That sounds like a great idea, really, because a lot of smaller employers at first maybe can't quite afford that or don't think they can in their bottom line business model, right? But that's an excellent thing.
It is true, and that is the biggest thing that keeps companies from putting together a healthcare plan is that employers think I can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can be a very affordable mix. As a matter of fact, even if a health insurance plan is not in the works for a company at some point in time, the other way I can help is we can put in other benefits that can help an employee out. Oh, and I hear music.
Well, that's fine. Keep going.
I'll keep going, though. So, you know what? So we're going to talk about some of the other benefits that an employer can put in place after the break. We're going to talk about what are known as ancillary benefits. It's dental, vision, accident, hospital, critical care. So we're gonna talk about that. If you have any questions, again, you can reach out to me here at the radio station, 222-TALK. 222-8255, or reach out to me at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900.
Thank you, Dan. And go ahead. You have another number for me?
No,
internet?
Go ahead, AJ. Go ahead.
All right. We'll be right back with Dan Dan, the insurance man. We're going to take a little bit of a break for news. You're getting the last word on insurance with Dan Dan, the insurance man, on Talk Radio WBOB. We'll be right back.
Radio, AM 1420. 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The European Union says the British Parliament's rejection of a revised divorce deal has significantly increased the likelihood of a no-deal Brexit. The EU and 27 other member countries said in a statement Tuesday night after the House of Commons voted 391 to 242 against the latest withdrawal deal that they have done all that is possible to reach an agreement. Hollywood actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin have been charged, along with nearly 50 other people, in what prosecutors say was a scheme in which wealthy parents paid bribes to get their children into some of the nation's most elite colleges. Federal prosecutors are calling it the biggest college admissions scam ever prosecuted by the Justice Department. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 96 points. The Nasdaq rose 33. The S&P advanced 8. Crude oil up to $56.87 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Are you frustrated with your office coffee service, your vending machines, micromarkets, or water coolers? Hi, I'm Townsend Russell, owner of Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Service. If you are frustrated with your vending machines or micromarket, if you are unhappy with your office coffee service, if you do not like your water coolers, then let us show you how we can take what is causing you frustration and turn it into something that brings you joy. Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Services. Family owned, professional, high integrity, and simply the best. Florida Best Vending. That's FloridaBestVending.com.
Discover the revolutionary new 2019 Sea-Doo models at Jacksonville Power Sports and enjoy the added peace of mind of a 36-month manufacturer warranty. Reliably tough on rough waters, all saltwater certified Sea-Doo models are tested right here in Florida and are designed to withstand the corrosive conditions of coastal waters. Visit Jacksonville Power Sports today and experience the unbelievable adventures waiting just beyond the shore. Sea-Doo, escape the everyday. For complete details, please visit the BRP Limited Warranty at an authorized Florida BRP dealer.
Join us for the Wednesday edition of The Morning Show, 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. I'm your host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. Roger, I've been hearing attacks from the Dems by saying we need to impeach President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's not worth it anymore.
I think she's a smart lady because all that's going to do is drive up President Trump's approval rating.
And they don't want to do that. They want to play this out into next year. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You might see some delays because of an accident on the East Beltway 295 at the southbound ramp to Merrill Road. Also, there's a disabled vehicle on the West Beltway 295 northbound before Normandy Boulevard, and congestion on Butler Boulevard on the eastbound ramp from Kernan Boulevard backed up to beyond the East Beltway. Sunny and breezy this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 54. Wednesday, partly sunny, high 75.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
This is The Place with Dan, the Insurance Man, on Tuesday. On Wednesdays, we have The Last Word on Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and of course, it's Rapid Fire Real Estate, and Bill Hay will be back there then. I'm A.J. Davis, and Dan has more about your health care needs and whether you're an employee or an employee. You got some good stuff, Dan.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you, AJ, and good afternoon, Jacksonville. I'm back on the air. So you know what? I'm listening to the commercials as they're playing, and you know, I heard the commercial about the Sea-Doos, and I just want to let everybody know that if you buy a Sea-Doo, you should call me so that I can put the proper insurance on that Sea-Doo, because you want the right insurance so that when you're on the water with your water toy, that you're well protected. So just in case you have a bump or an accident or something happens, your toy is protected and you are protected at the same time.
You're protected. And you're protecting others.
And you're protecting others as well. That's so, absolutely correct.
Just like your landlocked vehicle.
That's right. Just remember that when you purchase a Sea-Doo, what you're really doing is you're purchasing a motorcycle that's been converted to float on water.
Yes,
that's,
and so, some people like to fly on it, depending on the conditions.
So again, we're moving into the summer and beautiful weather and beach and lakes and stuff, and people want to take their watercraft out and go have fun, and I'm all for that, but have responsible fun. Give me a call, 904-730-3900. Ask me to give you a quote on your new Sea-Doo.
So if you have a boat, you probably know it's a great idea to have insurance, but a Sea-Doo also qualifies, and it's a great idea to protect that investment.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, Sea-Doos aren't necessarily cheap. You want to make sure that if something does happen, you get your money back so you can go buy a new Sea-Doo. So we're going to move on. I told you after the break, we were going to talk about some of the ancillary benefits that are available. There are quite a number, so if you're an employer and you say to yourself, well, I really don't have the cash flow for a group health insurance plan for the company, what you probably do have cash flow for is for an ancillary benefit program, and that would be to offer things like an accident plan, a hospital confinement plan, a cancer plan that are also, it's also known as a critical illness plan, so that if you have a heart condition, cancer, you can get paid out a lump sum for being diagnosed with certain conditions. So when it comes to vision, all vision plans are very similar to one another. But you want a good PPO, a company that offers a really good PPO network, so that you have both in and out of network benefits with your vision insurance, and also has a large network of providers. And then you want to pair that also with a dental plan. The dental plans that I normally recommend have a high annual maximum. So you're looking at around anywhere from $2,000 to unlimited, depending on the company. There are a couple of companies out there that offer unlimited annual maximums with their PPO dental plans. You do pay a little bit more. There's a little bit of a premium on those plans that offer unlimited annual maximums, but you're talking about $1, maybe $1.50 more per month. So it's well worth it to pay that extra dollar or $1.50 a month on the premium to get an unlimited annual maximum. These plans usually come with additional cleanings. You usually get three cleanings a year versus two. And then if you need like the periodontal cleanings, you usually can get up to four of those a year instead of two per year. So again, if you're an employer and you still want to offer and you're want to say, well, hey, I want to be able to offer my employees some kind of benefits, but I can't offer health insurance because it's just not in the works for me. I just don't have the cash flow for that. Then you should talk to an agent or a broker like myself and ask about an ancillary program where you either the employer pays for part of it or all of it, or it can be 100% employee voluntary, but it's offered as a group. Again, one of the plans that I would say outside of dental and vision that should be offered is an accident plan, and you're probably the most common is one is the one where the commercial where you where there's a duck that's kind of quacking and it kind of says a certain word when it quacks. That's an accident plan. There's a couple of others. There's others in the market that are just as good, right around the same price range. So, you know, one of the ones that I like, and to give you some examples, let's say you needed a major diagnostic exam, which would be like an MRI or a CT. The plan would cover up to $200 of that charge. Let's say you needed emergency dental work. Let's say you broke a tooth and you needed to go to the dentist to get get that broken tooth repaired. And the dentist said, "Oh, I need to put a crown on there." Well, you know, the plan I'm looking at would pay $400 for that emergency dental work to repair a broken tooth that needed a crown. Pair that with dental insurance, and you're getting an additional $400 to help with that repair. Let's say you needed to go. Let's say you had to be checked into the hospital. Well, that would give you an immediate You could put in a claim for an immediate $1,500. If you had to be admitted into the hospital, you'd get $340 a day for every day you're in the hospital for up to 30 days. If you had to go into intensive care, it would pay you $680 a day. Suffered any burns, $1,500 benefit limit. Tore a rotator cuff, which is pretty easy to do, especially if you're a very athletic person. That's $1,250. Break an arm, a leg, that could pay up to up to $5,000 on that. So the worse the break, the more the money that you can get. So accident plans, very, very inexpensive. If you're an individual, you're looking at about $18 a month. And if you're a full family, four or more people, you're looking at $33.56 to cover the family on an accident plan. It's a great way, especially if you get a high deductible plan with a $5,000 or $6,000 deductible. You pair it with an accident plan, and now you have something that helps you meet your deductibles. There's also hospital confinement plans, similar to an accident plan, but the only thing it covers is hospital stays. So if you get a catastrophic plan and you say to yourself, "Well, I'm not worried about having a minor accident or something like that. I'm just interested in making sure that if I have to go into the hospital, I've got something that's going to help me cover that high deductible." Then a hospital confinement plan can do that. You can get paid up to $500 a day. So that would help cover a $5,000 or a $6,000 deductible, and various plans. Each one ranging in price from as low as about $15.50 to as high as about $37 a month. So depending on the plan structure and what you're trying to accomplish.
And these plans now can be either for a company, large or small, or for an individual, right?
That is correct. Yep.
That's a pretty good thing, because we know that these situations, whether you're athletic, whether you're at work and you trip, you never know what's going to happen. And, and you never know when there's going to be some unfortunate problem medically. So, yeah, you've got to really, really cover yourself. And how can people contact you, whether it be an employer, an individual? How can they contact you at work, Dan?
At work, you can reach out to me at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900, or reach out to me through the website healthinsurancethomas.com, and just go either to the Contact Us page or use the online chat feature.
Very good, Dan. We'll be back with Dan Dan, the insurance man. It's the last word on insurance on a Tuesday afternoon right here. Talk Radio WBOB.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Hey, John.
What's up, Steve? How are those New Year's resolutions going?
Great. I bought some running shoes at the New Balance store. Now I can run faster, jump higher, and work out longer. They always make sure that I'm fit properly and get the right shoe for my needs.
I love the New Balance store. They have everything I need in apparel and footwear. Running, walking, training, tennis, and baseball. Oh, and their dress and casual shoes are awesome.
Well, apparently word's getting around. Now some of my other friends and relatives are asking about the New Balance store and their awesome fit specialists.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store. With their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E with a huge selection of styles and colors. Recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And in Jacksonville at 10095 Beach Boulevard, a half mile east of Southside Boulevard, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan Dan, the insurance man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Usually Bill Hay steps in here. I'm AJ Davis. Bill is on a special assignment. Sounds something like a James Bond thing. I'm not exactly sure. But we do have the last word. That's exactly right. With Dan Dan, the insurance man, this hour is going by quickly, Dan, as you've got a lot of information still to lay out and for people to decide whether what you've been bringing up today is something that could be really, really beneficial to them.
Yeah. And good afternoon, Jacksonville. I'm glad to be back. This is the last segment of the show for this week. So we're still talking about some of the ancillary benefits, and these are things that an employer can offer. It's something that even as an individual, you can reach out and ask for. One of the last ones that I wanted to talk about is something that's known as critical care, and it's also referred to as a cancer policy. But the truth is it covers you and protects you from more than just cancer. So I'm just going to go. So there's a list of items that it covers. I'm just going to mention the top three because those are the most common ones that people think about: cancer, heart attack, stroke. Actually, a number four is end-stage renal disease. So when your kidneys just give out and you have to go on dialysis,
mm-hmm. All so, expensive, and obviously, as the plan indicates, it's critical care, right?
That is correct. So here's how it works. God forbid, you know, you have a heart attack, a stroke, you're taken to the hospital. You have health insurance, so you're not worried about the ongoing medical costs because you have health insurance through your employer that's been paid for. So you're going to go through through recovery. Mm-hmm. But here's what happens: you've stopped working. So what stops when you stop working? Your paycheck stops. You're not necessarily going to get your paycheck. So how does the critical illness plan or critical care plan, how does that protect you? Well, what it does is it pays you a lump sum as soon as you have one of these events. So you have a heart attack, a stroke, you get diagnosed with cancer. You file a claim. Maybe you have to stop working because if you've got cancer, you've got to go through chemotherapy and radiation therapy, and you just have to take time off of work. You can't be there. So what do? Well, you file a claim on your insurance, on your critical care or your critical illness plan, and you file your claim on cancer, and you're paid a lump sum of $50,000.
So it covers you through that period of recovery.
Of recovery. So maybe you have to spend 2-3 months, 4 months out of work, mm-hmm. but you've been given a lump sum of $50,000. So that makes sure that your mortgage is paid, your insurance is paid, the electricity's paid, you're keeping a roof over your head.
So to keep that stress down, because you're obviously going through some serious situation and you're stressed enough, you don't want to have more of that on top of the actual event.
That is absolutely correct. And one of the other nice features that I like about the critical care plans, especially the one from a company called US Able, that they offer a recurring benefit. So you pay a little bit more. It's not that much more. And what happens is you can have up to 3 reoccurrences of cancer, and you can file a claim each time that happens. So and you can be paid out $50,000 for each of those claims.
Mm.
So the same thing can happen. You can have a heart attack. You can be paid out on a claim. 9 months later, a year later, a year and a half later, you can suffer another heart attack. You're paid out on that claim.
Hopefully you won't, but don't know, especially when you get into that situation, because your body might be more susceptible to it again.
Right. And you know, what most people don't realize is that if you have a heart attack, you're more susceptible to suffer a stroke down the road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you're
even with all the modifications in your diet, and
yes,
if you're following doctor's orders, you're still at a greater risk after that event, correct?
That is correct. Let's say you don't have a heart attack. Let's say the doctor says, "Oh my gosh, you've got to go through a coronary bypass. You got to have a heart bypass surgery." Well, it'll pay for that. Now it doesn't pay the full 100%. It only pays 25%. But in the event you go through through heart bypass or coronary bypass surgery, you know, you'd still get about $12,500. That you could file a claim on.
Okay, so now, that could still help you through that process as well. Then
it does. You know, kidney, liver transplants, heart, lung transplants, heart transplant.
Serious, very very serious situations.
Right. So again, that's considered a critical illness or critical care. You can file a claim and you can get paid out a $50,000 lump sum benefit to get you through the surgery, the recovery period, and get you back to this point where you're able to go back to work and start earning a paycheck again. Again, these policies, you can get them. Now here's the one little caveat or the
Yeah, I've got a question coming up because of your explanation here, but now, are these expensive plans or are they affordable plans?
No, they are very, very affordable. So if you are a 20-year-old, a $50,000 benefit would run you about $19 a month. And if you're a 60-year-old, a $50,000 benefit would run you about $102 a month.
Well, it's not, you know, considering the age difference, that's not bad at all.
No, if you're in your 30s, you're looking at about $30 a month.
Mm-hmm. Very fair.
Very, Very fair. Very fair. Now, if you're a smoker, I was giving you a non-smoking rate. So if you are a smoker, it will be a little bit more expensive.
If you're a smoker, my question is, why?
Exactly. Oh, anyway, sorry. That would be my question, too. Why?
You think there's enough evidence opposite direction there, but I still see a lot of young people smoking. Still kind of bugs me a little bit, but
well, you know, in my generation it was cool.
Yeah, it was supposed to be cool when we were in high school.
You know, and I guess in its own way, it's still kind of cool.
Guess they got these in these vape places.
Well, and now they've got the vape places, so it's even more cool because now. You don't actually have to smoke a cigarette. You can just inhale water vapor that's been flavored with whatever flavor you want.
Right. Now does that come into play in the insurance industry as these new trends come along? Because obviously smoker, non-smoker, now is vaping considered any kind of
it is still from an insurance standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance companies consider vaping the same as smoking, even though you're not necessarily getting the tar and the nicotine. Their philosophy at the moment is because you're vaping, you are more likely to decide to give up vaping and then just go right to cigarettes or where you can kind of win a little bit is with smoking and life insurance is with cigars and pipes.
Now is that less of a premium hit if you're a pipe smoker?
Actually, it is. There are still a few companies out there that that say that smoking a pipe is either not smoking or that smoking a pipe part time, maybe once a month or something like that, is considered a non-smoking.
So you can get the non-smoking rate,
even if you're a pipe or cigar smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Pipe
smoking actually isn't as offensive as actual smoking of cigarettes. That's for sure, because there's some nice blends there.
It's not all insurance. I like to say that not all insurance companies are made equally. They're not equally created. They all have their own appetite on how they want to sell insurance and how they want to offer it. Life insurance, definitely one of the best types of insurance that you can get. And again, whether you're a smoker or non-smoker, there's an insurance diabetic. There's an insurance company out there, that life insurance company out there, that wants to insure you.
And Dan, at your business with Thomas Insurance, right?
Yes.
The Thomas and Associates, you offer a variety of plans, a variety of companies, so you can dial us in to the individual or to the company for the best outcome for them.
Absolutely. There's I represent over 100 life insurance companies.
Wow.
So there's always a life insurance company that I can find for you. Again, you can reach out to me at 904-730-3900 or through healthinsurancethomas.com, the contact us page, and I'll let AJ take it away.
Thank you, Dan. Great show, great information this afternoon. It's the last word on insurance right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Have a great evening.